This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvinia Brudge.
And Christine Wong.
We're discussing how a group of hairdressers and barbers under the United Hairdressing Malaysia have urged the government to allow them to resume business as soon as possible, as their businesses have been hard hit by the pandemic, of course. We have some updates that we'll get to in just a minute from some of you guys who are tuned in. Before we do that, though, let's have an update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arv.
So it is up by 0.30% at 1,517 points. Active stocks are Pasukas Group, Visola Group and Ramsol Group. The ringgit is at 4.18 against the US dollar, 3.13 against the Aussie dollar and 3.10 against the Sing dollar.
Thanks very much for that, Arv. A couple of updates here on WhatsApp. Number ending 4132. I've cut my own hair now, is what he is saying. I have been tempted. I have pulled out the actual shavers themselves and kind of gone, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Tempted, but no. Another one here from Nyam, who says that my hair is growing grey and long. It's so untidy. I'm looking like an old lady. Help. Oh, dear. This is the situation that we find ourselves in. We're locked indoors.
Yeah.
We can't even get our own hair cut.
I have not been tempted by the scissors yet. But
not yet.
Not yet.
Oh. What about if somebody offered to do it for you at home? Would you say yes to that?
Maybe, but...
I mean, technically, we could do it here in
no,
the studio.
No, absolutely
right?
Not. I don't trust either of you with my hair.
Just an idea.
You would give me a buzz cut.
Looking at these timelines, honestly, like a lot of people are going to come out looking like the Bee Gees by the end of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a whole fashion movement at the end of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not having my hair cut. I'm keeping it like this. Anyway, we should probably move on and talk about something a little bit more sensible. Cash injections, of course, are still needed for a lot of businesses. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so according to research for Social Advancement Communications Director Raja Ahmad Iskandar Faris, the Pumuli stimulus package was a missed opportunity to introduce more fiscal injections. He told the Malaysian Reserve that more spending should be allocated to ramp up the nation's healthcare service capacity to cater to surges in both COVID-19 and non-COVID-19 cases in the event of worsening outbreaks. So he also believes that a systematic approach of identifying, tracing and containing transmissions through widespread testing is needed to ensure businesses can resume operations in a more controlled mode of risk assessment instead of just being essential versus non-essential services, the way it's always been done for the last 1.5 years. So the Prihatin Special Grant, or GKP 3.0, is supposed to provide 1.5 billion ringgit worth of assistance, where 1,500 ringgit will be given to each entrepreneur to ensure business continuity. The additional payment of 500 ringgit to eligible micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, under GKP 3.0 will gradually be credited to registered recipients' bank accounts. There are also other financing facilities for micro SMEs, from Bank Sipanan National to Agrobank, SME Corp, Yayasan Pembangunan Ekonomi Islam Malaysia and National Entrepreneur Group Economic Fund, or Tekun National, totaling to about 2.9 billion ringgit. Meanwhile, Gerakan Ekonomi Malaysia President Amin Banias Pahamin said that Pemuli is almost the same stimulus package introduced last year, but with a lower amount. Mm. Amin also stressed that the government will have to contribute to provide assistance if the pandemic is not contained. Here's a quote. He says that government needs to correct its priority and have a comprehensive plan on how to tackle the pandemic, which is the root cause. The 10 billion ringgit direct fiscal injection is small. Our credit rating was maintained by S&P at A-. It is hard for businesses and the people to borrow money, and it's harder for to service the repayment when the economy is closed and be burdened with more debts with accrued interest. But the government can borrow money, especially with A- credit rating, and help businesses and the people by giving them cash to survive. Finally, Amin also said that businesses and the people do not think of making profits, but rather just to survive, saying the numbers of suicide cases is at a record high, and the biggest factor was deaths. But the message business community gets from Pumule is to let the people accumulate more debt without any future savings. So evidently, the many easy loans being introduced under the government stimulus package and the recent approval for licensed moneylenders to be allowed to operate speaks volumes. This is according to Amin as well.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
You come in with wanting to hear positive stories about how some businesses are helping to move themselves out of the pandemic and trying to keep their heads above water. And yet you hear about these stories where we start off with a story about hairdressers who can't open. You know, we're now moving on to this story about how everybody's needing financial aid and they're receiving 1,500 ringgit, which is, you know, for a lot of these businesses, practically nothing. And it's just this constant cry for help.
Cry for help is the perfect word.
I mean,
we don't want to get like incredibly dark about it, but in an article about businesses and about fiscal injections, there is mention of suicide, which kind of paints a very bleak picture of how things are going, because the two should not be in the same sentence or the same context.
Not at all.
But it's there.
And on that note, we should probably take a break. Let's have some music from The Who with My Generation. But Margaret Wing has chimed in with a message here on WhatsApp who said, haircuts, first world problem. Certainly home cuts are tempting. Remembering the difference between a good and a bad haircut is only 2 weeks. Yeah, well, I don't know, Margaret. I mean, some people might think, you know, looking nice contributes to their mental well-being. Let's take a break. The Who, My Generation here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.